birthday and anniversary club's underway, so be sure and give us a call for August the 5th celebrations, and we'd love to celebrate with you at 927-4232 or toll-free 800-591-4430. We're at 716. We told you we're going to have some guests in this morning, and true to our word, we have our guests in. We appreciate them coming in. And, gentlemen, thanks for coming in and being with us. We're going to talk about the 4-H. We have retired teacher Ricky Ray. Rick, thank you for coming in and being with us.
Well, thank you for the opportunity to come and speak a little bit today about the project that we've got going on.
And one that's not retired, Mr. Casey Young. You have him as your sidekick this morning. Casey, thanks for coming in and being with us.
I'm glad to be here, Jerry.
And what are we going to be talking about, Ricky?
Well, it's time for the annual Center FFA corn sale, and we started this last year, second year in a row that we've done it, as a little project, as a learning experience for the kids, and fundraiser for the Center FFA and Center alumni, and we are proud to have the opportunity to come out and inform the listeners that the sale will be going on Saturday. And the corn looks real good because we've had ample amount of rainfall this year.
No doubt about the rain now. If the corn's not good, it's not because of lack of rainfall.
That's right. God's been good to us this year with the rain.
He sure
has. Might have actually rained a little bit too much. But we have a good-looking corn patch this year, and it's a relatively big corn patch. And we have some of the students that are going to come in Saturday and help us pull the corn and get some hands-on ag experience and learn a little bit about what actually goes on the farm and translate it over into what they're doing in the classroom.
Well, I said you'd retired, but it sounds like you're still working there with this young group of people. Let me ask you this. You had said that you had two goals. Number one was to teach the 4-H students and the VOAG FFA students there. And not only teach them, but also as a fundraiser. Did it accomplish last year both those goals?
We really did. And we had a lot of student participation, and they had a ball doing it. And some of them had never, actually seen corn on the stalk. And they came out, and we taught them how to select the ears that needed to be pulled. And they really enjoyed it. We had a lot of participation from some of the farmers and some of the businesses here in town that helped us out a lot. And we'd like to say thank you to all those, too. And without their help and support, we couldn't make this possible.
It takes teamwork, doesn't it, to make a project like this come mm-hmm. off. And, of course, those young future farmers out there, they will enjoy it, I'm sure, again this year. Mm-hmm. Of course, now, I can get to be hot work.
It can be. This year, maybe it won't be quite as bad, but last year we had several farmers that brought some of their hired help and some of my former students that helped us, with the planting and the spraying and the chemicals, and one of the feed and seed dealerships helped us out a little bit with the price of the seed and fertilizer and those kind of things. And That really helps an FFA like Center, or I think Spring Garden does a similar project. But, we can't afford a $100,000 tractor just to plant a little corn patch with, but, with the help of some of the farmers that just volunteer to just drop by and plant it and spray it with their equipment and all this kind of stuff, it really makes a project like this, come together.
And it sounds like, from what you're telling me, that the students were involved from day one, from the planting and spraying, or they were there while it was being done. Am I right, Casey?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. The students were involved in the process, especially the pulling of the corn.
Now they
really, really helped with that. Last year, you had mentioned a while ago if it was a good fundraiser, it was a great fundraiser. We sold 500 dozen ears of corn last year.
Great.
And the public came out, and it was overwhelming. By 10 o'clock, the 2 days that we sold last year, we were out of corn. And it was a great, great thing.
Do you anticipate you'll have the same amount or more this year?
Probably would be more. With the rain we've had. Now, we're going to try to do it all on one day on Saturday. Our corn's kind of a little bit better grouped together, so we won't have to pull once and then come back again. So we should be able to get it all in Saturday, and it's going to be a project. It'll be a job.
Now, the public wants to purchase corn from the FFA. What type corn is it?
It is Silver King, and a lot of people want G90. Everybody has their own brand,
right,
or their own variety that they like. Silver King is just a little bit longer ear than Silver Queen, and it's the same exact texture, taste, and everything as Silver Queen. So.
Okay, where's the corn patch? Where do they need to come to, or do they place their orders?
They can place an order. The current ag teacher is James Paul Bailey, and I'm going to put his telephone number out there, and I don't know if he's going to like this or not, but I have actually talked to him about it. But James Paul Bailey can be reached at 256-484-7474, and James Paul will take your order. We'll deliver it for the same price we'll sell it to you for if you come and pick it up. Now, if you decide you want to come Saturday and pick it up, we're going to be selling at Miss Mary Ruth Ray's greenhouse at Ricky Ray's house on the Piney Road.
County Road 22, and that's about 3 miles east of center, isn't it, Ricky? We're about 3 miles?
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. We will we'll have to be set up there until we run out of corn. So we'll start Saturday morning at 9 o'clock selling corn.
All right, so those young men that'll be participating in the FFA, they'll be out there, those young people will come, and they'll be getting the corn pulled and harvested from the field. And we call it pulling when we were, when we were out there in the fields, and they'll be harvesting that corn and bringing it to the greenhouse area and selling it there, right?
Right, yes, sir.
And you can come and pick it up there. You know what your price is going to be?
It's going to be $3 a dozen, and that'll be delivered, or if you come and get it.
It sounds like a great price, because we've seen some of it going for $5 a dozen.
Right.
You know, so that's a bargain. And it looks like it's going to be a great year. So if you want some field fresh corn, or if you just want a dozen ears to eat, they can get that too, can't they, Casey?
They sure can. They sure can. This pre-order, if you pre-order it, call James Paul at that number I gave you. That's going to be delivered to you for $3. But now, if you pre-order it, we're just going to bring you some corn. Now, that's one thing I wanted to touch on. A lot of fundraisers, we get hit up with them all the time. I work at the school, and I get fundraisers from 5 schools in the county. And this one really delivers a product that you can use. And I'm excited about it, because the kids, there's a part of the agri-science program called entrepreneurship. And this gives these kids an opportunity to deal with the public. They have to count money out. They have to take money, and they have to keep everything right, and everything has to be accounted for. And it also gives them a chance to get dirty. And a lot of kids don't get dirty anymore.
They don't know how to get their hands dirty and their clothes dirty, but they will Saturday.
Unless they drop their iPod, they don't get their hands dirty.
One thing that I've learned with these younger folks, I know they also – and a lot of people won't believe me when I say this, but they don't know how to sweat. And now you get them out there in the field, or get them working with you, and they'll actually start perspiring or sweating, and they'll find that's something new for them.
And it's not a bad thing.
No, it's not. It's healthy for them.
Don't hurt them at all.
No, but something new, and it's good for them to learn. And it's not only teaching them about how to grow food, what it's about, and dealing with the public, as Mr. Young said, but it's also teaching them some work ethic.
Yeah, and some of the kids that we deal with that's involved in this, you know, they've never had a ag-type job. They don't know, like you said, don't know how to sweat. And once they get out there and get started, it's an enjoyable experience for them, because they get to see some of their buddies, you know, that they hadn't saw since last spring. And, you know, they get out there and have a good time. They get wet with the dew and get their clothes all wet and nasty. And, you know, it's just a new experience for some of them. But it's an experience that most of them really, really enjoy once they get started.
You didn't have too much complaining last year about it being hot. Now, last year was a hot time.
It was a hot time, but we had no complaints. We did have a cooler full of water and all for them, and Once they pulled a trailer full of corn, we'd take a break and carry it to sell it, and then some more would be pulling some more while they were selling that other. And like Casey said a while ago, some of them would sell and some of them would deliver and, you know, count out and cull and all this kind of stuff. And the response from the public, because this is a project that provides a product for the consumer that they can actually use, it's not like some of the projects that are fundraisers that we have that, you know, this is something that the kids are gaining a valuable learning experience, and it also provides a product that the consumer needs and wants and will come and get.
Absolutely. I call it a project with taste.
I see it. Yeah, nothing tastes better than a good ear of corn on the cob.
That's right. So many people, and there's so many different ways that you can prepare the corn and put it in the freezer or can it or whatever you want to do with it to mm-hmm. preserve it for future use.
I wanted to take just a second to talk about the benefits of this project. I know Mr. Ray was ag teacher to high school, and I was ag teacher there, and it's hard to do the things that you want to do with an ag program because of money. Money's tight in education, and we all know that. But this project last year, just what it did last year, is a testament to it. Last year we sent 20 kids to the Moultrie Farm Expo, and they got to go and see that. And for the people that have been there, they know what I'm talking about. It's an amazing, amazing thing to see all the pieces of agriculture actually in one area. And it also sent 8 kids to the National FFA Convention in Indianapolis. And it's unheard of for a chapter to be able to send their kids and them not have to pay $300 or $400 for the week. I mean, these
exactly.
kids, right. So it was a great project in that case. It bought T-shirts. It actually paid FFA dues for some kids that couldn't afford their FFA dues. So this project, you know, all the great things we've talked about that, and we get excited about it because it kind of bears on what we did for a living. But all the great things it did for the kids to come and work and do the things, it also helped support them throughout the year. So these kids realize that the corn that the seniors pulled last year put them through. So they've got to come as seniors this year and pull corn so the next group of kids can go. And it really works out good and gives a good community feel.
And sounds like it's going to be an exciting day. And how many students will you have participating, Mr. Ray?
As many as we possibly can get there. They're all invited. Last year we had about 20 or 25 that come and actually pull corn and helped us work. And girls, too. We had several girls that came and participated that were students in the ag program.
Now, for those students that have never enjoyed being in the cornfield that early in the morning and participated in harvesting the corn like this, it is advisable that they wear long sleeves and long pants.
That's very true. Show up in your flip-flops and short pants, and you're gonna eat. And
you're going to regret it, aren't you?
You really are. Yeah,
dress appropriately. Wear some good shoes and also wear long sleeves and long pants.
That's right, because, you know, the long pants may get kind of hot, but in the end, they'll really thank you for letting you wear those long pants.
Absolutely.
Because that corn will scratch them and it'll begin to itch and all this kind of stuff.
But absolutely.
Like Mr. Young said earlier, we're going to have the corn pulled and ready to sell by 9 o'clock. And that's, again, at the old location of Ray's Meat Market on the Piney Road, just past Pine Grove Baptist Church down in the hill.
Yeah.
If you're not familiar, you can call Mr. Bailey. His number again is 256-484-7474, and he can give you directions to the sales site if you need it. He can also take your number and number a dozen that you want, telephone number, deliver it to your place of employment, or even your house for that matter.
And last week we spent a lot of time with the Board of Education supervisors talking about the educational system. And this correlates right along with it because it's a learning experience. It's for the educational system here in Center, for the Center FFA students. And it is all utilized in the classroom or for classroom and educational purposes. Am I correct?
That's correct. And we utilize this money not only for the students, but, you know, if we need something in the shop for the students to have a learning experience in the shop, we'll provide that product for the teacher, Mr. Bailey, to have in his classroom and do the things that needs to be done with any money that we can afford to supply. We're not rich by no means, but this really helps us out during the year. And it also, like I said earlier, provides a product that the consumer wants.
Absolutely. And if students are going to learn in the shop how to build, they have to build something. And sometimes it requires materials such as metal or wood or things of that nature. So you have to buy that material in order to turn out a product, right?
We do. And, we sure do.
For the students to learn. Let's take a short break. We'll be back with Mr. Ricky Ray and Casey Young right after this. And we're back in the studio with Mr. Ricky Ray and Mr. Casey Young. Thank you, gentlemen, for coming in. We're talking about the FFA Center Chapter and their corn growing project and what a success it's been.
Well, it has been a tremendous success, and part of that, most of that, is because of this opportunity that you give us each year, Mr. Baker, to come and talk about it on the air to your listeners, and it goes out, and we've already pre-sold some corn during that commercial break.
Absolutely, sold two dozen right there.
Sure did, and it's amazing how many people respond that actually tell us that they've heard the ad on WIS and heard our little speech last year, and we know that there'll be a tremendous response again this year because of your listeners and
great listenership. And then so many people don't have gardens, you know, themselves.
True.
And this gives them an opportunity to have the feel fresh corn that they would want to put in their freezers or just to have for a meal for the weekend. It's $3 a dozen, Silver King corn, field fresh. Now, fellas, you can't get any fresher than that. Just
that's
going
right
to the field.
We're
going to
pull it Saturday morning real early and start settling at 9 o'clock.
And when we tell you it's field fresh, it is. It comes right out of the field and comes right to you.
That's exactly right. Don't go by any market. Don't go, you know, you don't have to even come and get it. We'll deliver it for you.
And let's give them Mr. Bailey's number again. If you want to pre-order your corn, and you can do that, and that pre-order number for Mr. James Paul Bailey is?
Mr. James Paul Bailey is the ag teacher in his first year here, and he wanted to apologize to the listeners because he had some other prior obligations this morning and couldn't be here, and so he sent me and Mr. Young. But his number, his cell phone number is 256-484-7474, and you can contact him at any time, beginning right now. And we'll pre-sell corn up until the time that of the sale Saturday. And if you want some Saturday, call. He'll answer his cell phone on Saturday if there's any cell phone service right there. That's a bad place for cell phone service. But anyway, Mr. Bailey will be supervising the students. And the sale location, again, is at my mom's house, the old closed-down Ray's Meat Market.
Is it going to be across the road at the meat market location, or will it be back over there at her house at the green?
Well, she has some shade trees in her front yard.
That's what you're looking for, well, the shade trees. I hear you.
Well, I've got some other prior obligations. My son just got married in Michigan, and he's coming home for a reception Saturday afternoon. So I'm going to have to decorate some at the church for his reception. But I'll be there in and out all day Saturday. Mr. Young will be there. Mr. Young and his son, that's a third grader going to the fourth grade, will be ramrodding and spearheading the operation at the sales and also.
If you don't know where Ms. Mary Ruth Ray's location is, it's most people do, but it's on the Piney Road or Cherokee County Road 22. It's 3 miles east of center. And if you're going east, like going toward the Pruitts area, it'll be at the foot of the hill past Pine Grove Baptist Church on your left. And if you're coming from the Pruitts area at the foot of the hill before you get to Pine Grove Baptist Church, be on your right. You can't miss it. It's where everybody's going to be getting corn Saturday.
That's right. We'll have a sign up that says corn for sale. And we'll like to thank everybody in advance for coming out and supporting us. We pre-sold almost 200 dozen last year, and we had a total of about 500 dozen to sell. We're looking to have at least that many dozen this year. And again, the profits from this sale will go directly to the students and the Center FFA organization to use as the students are needing the whatever it is that they need. Like Casey Young said a while ago, trip to Moultrie, Georgia. If you've never been there, it's the biggest ag expo. Demonstrations of all kind of ag equipment. We usually take a Greyhound bus and stuff it full of students. And then the National FFA Convention, we try to send some students to it each year. And again, we'd like to thank you, Mr. Baker, and WEIS and all you listeners out there for supporting Center FFA.
Well, it's our pleasure. You know, they're our future, not only future farmers of America, but future citizens and voters. And there's the future military people, and they're the future farmers, and they're the future educators, and they're our future, period. You know, and it's so good to support our students and help them with what they need because they're going to learn so much with this project.
They are, and some of my former students have really pitched in and helped us with this project that I had years and years and years ago. And, you know, they hadn't forgot the experiences that they had, including your two sons.
That's
and,
right.
You know, some of them were good, some of them were bad, but, you know, they all were learning experiences. And also on a personal note, I've had some health problems recently, and I got phone calls from all over America from my former students. And, you know, it's just some students that I hadn't heard from since they graduated called me in the last 3 weeks to see how I was doing, and they saw that I'd had some health problems and was in real bad health and actually was in the hospital, and they called the family in 3 weeks ago.
How about that? But you survived it.
I did. You know, God's not finished with me, I don't guess. So we're going to pull corn Saturday. So 3 weeks from the day they called the family in, I'm pulling corn. So, you know, that's not too bad.
No, that's wonderful.
It was great to hear from those former students.
Absolutely.
And
as you go through life, you don't know how much of an impact you're making on these students and mm-hmm. people that you come in contact with until something like that occurs, and then you realize, you know, I might have done a little bit more good than I thought.
Well, you know, I might not have done that much good, but it was great to hear from them, and they were concerned about me and my health, and they called to just see how I was doing, and you know, it made me feel tremendously better.
Oh, yes.
You know, just to hear from some of them.
Sure. Well, it's great to see you out and have you here with us this morning. And we look forward to you being in that cornfield out there, or at least teaching them how.
Well,
giving
I'll
them instruction.
At least show them how. You
there
know,
you
I
go.
I don't know how much work I'll do, but I can at least tell them how to do it.
There you
know?
Go. Yes, sir. And you haven't forgotten that at all. But it's good to have both you gentlemen in, Mr. Casey Young and Mr. Ricky Ray, to come in and be with us with the Center FFA. And we want to wish you well. Let's give them one last time where they can call and order that corn.
That name is James Paul Bailey, and the number is 256-484-7474.
And if you lose it, you can call the radio station. We'll have a copy of it here, and we can tell you about it. And also, I'm sure the guys will be announcing in some of the local happenings. And again, that's all proceeds, 100%, going to the Center FFA students and the chapter here for projects in the classroom and field trips and things of that nature. And we appreciate you so very much for supporting the Center FFA. And get you some of that delicious corn, and it's Silver King.
Silver King. Hey, thank you again, Mr. Baker, for having
us. Our pleasure, gentlemen. Thank you for coming in, giving of your time, and to share about this worthy cause.